put on some hip hop.
I'm sorry, guys. The radio is broke. No music today.
No.
I'm sorry.
Radio and then the hip hop.
Why don't you fuckers have satellite radio in this cab? You pay so much fucking money for these cabs. You should have the option to listen whatever kind of music you want.
Hip hop. Hip hop will make you boom. Cat, cat, giggle, cat, boom. Cat, cat, giggle, cat, boom. Hip, 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 hop.
Give me some hip, hip, hop. Give me some hip, hip.
What?
Quest love. Go.
It's that time again. We're live from the basement.
Yo, man, what's up? It's episode number 93 of Live from the Basement, man. Back again with even more. We got more. Damn straight. Today we're going to review Royce of 5'9's The Allegory. We're going to check out Little Baby's album. I can't even remember the name of it, but we're going to check that out too. Little Baby. I say we start fucking with the slang a little bit. Little Baby. Marginal Wayne. Little Baby. I love it. I don't know why I love that. We got a lot to get to though, man. We're going to talk about the stuff going down with Megan Thee Stallion with her album, with her releasing of music, her album contract, all that. I kind of want to unpack that a little bit because it's kind of an interesting argument. I see both sides of it. Let's dig into that a little bit. We got a little bit about Jim Jones. We got a lot of music. It's what we do here. We always got music and we're always trying to do new things, play more music, play new music. And we're going to do a little album review. I was thinking about even doing a stash box segment. We'll see. I'm not sure I'm feeling that yet. Maybe we'll wait till next episode to dig into that one. I do miss the stash box. It's one of my favorite segments, man. But before we do that, let's jump into something. And then we'll come back. We'll talk about Megan and see what's going on with that. And then we'll jump into our reviews, all that stuff. So let's check out Tony the Kid. Now, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah, say it's cool.
Anderson, South Carolina in the building, man. Support this man. It's
live from the basement. Yeah.
Maybe I should be more selfish. Selfish with all my time, cause I swear that shit is precious. Selfish with all my rhymes, cause these niggas don't learn their lessons. I'm preaching what I do rap. These niggas don't need no reverend, it's cool. Cause I'ma keep on doing me. In the midst of all the love, I know they talking down on me, but it's cool. Cause I know one day they need me. And when that day comes, I'ma make sure that I bring up everything that was said to me. You niggas really dead to me. I'm so ahead of my time that the future is the past for me. Wonder who gon' blast for me. I know girls that throw ass at me, but when they hit the clubs, I bet they gon' go up and ask for me. That shit right there is blasphemy. But I can't show no feeling. It made me look weak to the people I'm dealing with. I'm higher than the tallest ceiling. I'm about to make a killing. I'm taking shots, no penicillin. I try to stand out, they want me to fill in. Prime examples of villains. I understand that I'm living the life that's already written. Had a lot of people say they were robbing me, but didn't. That's why my circle's smaller than decisions. But I ain't never gave a fuck. Look, I can't make this up. I know a couple females that hit me up when they wanna fuck. And I tell them, pull up. Cause it make me feel better when they looking up. I know that's fucked up, but it's the truth. I know they send shots, I'm bulletproof. I'm leaving messages, guess they ain't getting through. You say you love me, don't see the proof. I've had enough of trying to get to you, I'm going through. Yeah, I'm fed up with all the fake love. I feel better when I take drugs. I feel better when I hit clubs and throw doves at bitches dancing to impress us. I feel better that that's not us. I feel better that the ones I fuck with stay solid. I feel better when I'm being modest. I feel better when I start seeing true colors. I feel better when I hear you got this from my mother. But it's cool.
But it's cool, but it's cool, but it's cool. But it's cool, but it's cool, but it's cool. But it's cool, but it's cool, but it's cool. Yeah.
Yo, man. Shouts to Tony the Kid, man. Anderson, South Carolina, man. That's the type of shit I'm talking about, man. Damn. Tony's actually a vet, man. He's a military vet, got into rap. I don't know if he's rapping all through. I'd love to hear more about it. U.S. Marine vet. Thank you for your service, sir. And you can check him out. I don't think he has any albums. I don't see any albums. You can check him out at Tony the Kid. It's Tony, D-A-K-I-D-D, double D. Or I was doing a little bit of reading. It appears that our friend Tony is also a comedian, which is interesting. You can check out his comedy at YouTube Funny Tony, Y-O-U-F-U-N-N. Oh, I'm sorry. You Funny Tony is Y-O-U-F-U-N-N-Y Tony. He's a silly dude. Be raps. Nice, Tony. Hell yeah, I like that shit. Episode number 93, man. And man, we've got, what do we get into? You know, first and foremost, I want to drop a quick shout out to my man, Louise, the designer from the Honorable Mention podcast, man. Louise has been listening to the show for a long ass time. And he's been doing a podcast called the Honorable Mention podcast out of Queens. And dude, fire. They're funny. You can find them everywhere you can find us. And that's in Anchor, Spotify, Stitcher, all that. Anywhere where you find podcasts, you can find the Honorable Mention podcast. So check them out. Man, next time I'm in New York, I keep going out there and I keep telling myself, the one time we talked about dropping in and kind of giving them some shit, maybe you guys could let a honky chill in the show once. We'll have to make that happen at some point.
What?
Exactly. Yo, man, I want to jump into the stuff with Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion. Apparently, from what I've been reading, and I might be missing some facts here, or some details, I should say. Basically, what's happening is she's saying she can't drop an album. Her old label won't let her. Her old label contract. Now, she's with Roc Nation, which I believe is Def Jam. I think it's under Def Jam, whatever. It's a big deal now. You know, her thing is she can't release new music, and they have all the money for touring and performances. This label by this that's owned by this dude, Carl Crawford. I guess he was a baseball player. All of her live performance money, all of her touring money goes to the 1501 certified. And they get 60% of her money, of her take of album sales. But she has to pay for her own engineers, producers, all that shit. Okay, which is fair. I mean, it's fair if it was part of the contract. Now, she's doing this thing where she's saying, hey, listen, they're not letting me drop another album. My theory on this is that she's holding her music hostage to get her fans and the businesses and get everybody woke and jumping up on their shit, because she went out on social and what is it? Snapchat? No, Instagram Live and just kind of dug in. Actually, let me do this the other way.
I was young. I think I was like 20. And I know everything that was in that contract. So
the first thing I'm going to say, okay, pulling this I wasn't old enough shit right out of the gate. You're 20. What's the first thing anybody says when you're getting into the music industry? Yo, lawyer the fuck up. The second you start talking deals, front the money for a lawyer. If you can't afford a lawyer, don't sign the paperwork. 100%. This is well known, I think, at this point. Now, I'm not an artist, and I don't work for a label, but I know business. And the thing is, you got to know what you're looking at. We've dealt with this with podcasting. We had some dudes looking at us to try and pull us into their shit. And I had a buddy of mine, I reached out to a buddy of mine. Hey, can you go over this contract? He highlighted some shit. He'd say, I'd change this, 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 and this. When I went back to him and said, listen, I need full control over this, 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 and this. You know what they did? Oh, shit. You know what? We're good. And they backed off. And then I started making $3,000 checks. But if I had assigned that, they would have pulled it. I would have made 10%. I would have made $300. When I say I, meant we. I think it's on you. It's on you. You can't blame it on your age.
When I got with Roc Nation, I got management, real management. I got real lawyers. And they was like, do you know that this is in your contract? And I was like, oh, damn, that's crazy. No, I didn't know. So I'm not mad at 1501. I wasn't upset because I'm thinking in my head, oh, well, everybody cool. We all family. It's cool. It's nice. Let me just ask some niggas to renegotiate my contract. I want to renegotiate my contract. Everything went left. Like, it just all went bad. It all went left. So now they're telling the bitch that she can't drop no music. It's really just like a greedy game. Like, it's really just...
It's not a greedy game. It's fucking business. And I'm the last person who's going to defend the label, okay? But at the same time, man, let's be honest. It's business, man. They're investing in you. And they want to make their money back. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's really all there is to it. I think if she... I don't know, man. To me, it feels like if she would... It sounds like she's leveraging her fans to pull this. She's leveraging her fans to like to turn this into a me versus them argument.
Wasn't trying to lead the label. Wasn't trying to not give nobody money that they feel like they entitled to.
Wait. The second you're talking about renegotiating, you ain't talking about giving them more money. You're not offering them more money. You're talking about, I want more of a cut, right? Let's be real about this. You know? I mean, come on.
I'm not a greedy person. I'm not a person that like confrontation. I'm not a person that's a bitch. Like, I work with everybody, and I'm nice, and I'm real family-oriented. But niggas... gonna be niggas, and they gonna be greedy, and they gonna be shady, and I see the shit that people be, that, you know, that can't be saying about me, and I'll be like, damn, well, since you got so much to say, why you just won't tell them? Why you mad? You mad because I don't want to roll over and bow down like a little bitch, and you don't want to renegotiate my contract.
I mean, let's think about this for a second. Let's think about this. If we look at a typical record deal, when you come in, they're like, hey, we see that you have promise, right? Business. We want to invest in your business. It's nothing different than if you ever watch Shark Tank, it's the exact same fucking thing. Invest in my product. I am the product. If you invest in me, I promise you that I will give you a return on your investment. That's all it is. So if you invest $15,000 in me, I'm going to make you $45,000. That's the game. That's all there is to it. Now, there's a little nitpicky shit. There's a stuff that you pull from touring. There's a stuff you pull from merchandise. There's like, hey, you can't make a deal with this dude until you talk to me first. And that shit that you all, that's all the shit that you negotiate when you get a contract, right? Now, when you're a kid, you're going to jump right in and not think about that shit. And he's like, fuck, man, give me that $75,000, that upfront money, because that's probably what it was. And the label's counting on that. It's not about, hey, let's make you feel good. Hey, let's put out some great music because we believe in great fucking music. No, what they're in the business of making fucking money, and you need to treat it as such. I don't care if somebody comes to you and says, hey, keep this in mind. This is going to eat in my bottom line if you take a higher cut. Fuck you. It's negotiation. That's what it's about. This is the game. So let's talk about how much they invest in promotion. Let's talk about how much they're putting together business meetings. And let's talk about the A&R work that goes into promoting and reaching out and building you as an artist and teaching you how to handle yourself in interviews and all this stuff. Let's put value to that and then come back and talk about negotiations. They're just trying to recoup their money, dude. This is the way business works. They want to make a profit. Now, my theory is they're sitting here saying, we ain't negotiating shit till we make our money back. And she's saying, oh, Ghoster, people said they won't let me, this label won't let me release an album, so help me get out of this. So she managed to get a cease and desist order from the court there in Texas. And or not a cease and desist, but what's that called? A restraining order. Which now it allows her, she says, allows her to release music. Now, not sure I'm buying that. You know, it is a flat out mess, dude. It's very, very interesting to see what happens because people play these behind the scenes games and don't really talk openly about how it really truly works. And I had a clip of Carl Crawford, the guy who runs 1501, and somebody was asking him, I wish I could find it, it's going to make me crazy. They were asking him straight up, like, yo, how much of your money have you put in? And he's like, I've put in 7 figures. He's like, I built out the studio. I've given everybody the resources they need. I did everything I need. This is before he went and started tearing into, you know, her. This is before this whole scenario went down. I feel like that there's two sides of this story, and she's not being honest, man. I think the reality is, yes, they are kind of holding their feet to the fire. But at the same time, if they've invested a fair amount of money, if they haven't done their due diligence to prove all the money that they've invested in her, and she could just turn around and flip it on its ass because Roc Nation's lawyer said, hey, man, here's how you work them, because he's a small label. Of course they're going to take every turn they can to fucking go on social. Of course they're going to say, yo, Jay Prince is bullying me and Carl Crawford is bullying me. I think it's all kind of bullshit, to be honest with you. I think it's all a big game, and all of them need to seriously consider checking their fucking ego. Ooh, that was really good. Let's check out this song, Ego Check. This is Win. Portland, Oregon, dude.
What?
For real, dude. Live from the basement, episode number 93. Check this out!
Live from the basement.
I don't look back, so that hoe has never seen my face, okay? Being passive aggressive is in my DNA, okay? Young one agave, it's not an even trade, okay? Honey, both been a minute since I've been Issa Rae, okay? It's like too much attention, I'm learning evil ways, okay? Singing to still not a player while he feed me grapes, okay? Slept with his teammates, I flee the state, okay? Prosper up, I set the function, that's my fucking get. Let me set the record straight, I'm sick right now. On my shit right now, I saw your click right now. All those cool kids that you used to run with, they're with me, I'm sick right now. Hits with you right now, I'm on your man's dick right now. New fit right now, like, basically, I'm mad, hun. Pop up, get the top off and go in and get the bag, hun. Pull up the Mac, it's cop the Virgil with the tag, hun. Your circle not listed, it's a pity you got a bag, hun.
In the parking lot, but Peter Parker couldn't catch me on the web. I'm at the top, I'm tapped in, I tapped that, she tapped out. Top 5, time out. Tell me what the fuck you nigga time about. I'm tired, might put a Tommy gun in Tommy Lauren mouth. I'm wildin', I want a foreign out. Drop my mama off inside the lore house and pick my partner up from out the courthouse. Let a nigga snore, I breathe fire through the door. Vampire to the chorus and putting bodies in the forest. Hearing voices, hear the chorus, feel the words through my chorus. Cold wars, talk codes, I'm known for. Who you know, get your ID showing, them niggas G-checking. I'm skipping line, TSA pre-checking, they never checking for weapons. My section set for the president, but that's irrelevant. I'm nobody special, but we just questioning.
Who do you know, yeah?
Oh yeah!
Damn, man. Win, man. Check her out on IG. It's Sin a Win. Sin a Win. S-I-N-N-A-W-Y. Oh, no. It's S-I-N-A-W-Y-N-N-E. I got to spell it out, man. You can also get all this stuff in the show notes if you go to livefromthebasement.com. And we actually list out all the artists that we actually make a playlist over at, I can't remember the name of the playlist site. I'll have to pull it up. But if you pull up the show notes, you can get a direct link to all the songs that we play in the episode. It gives you a link to the artists on Spotify, YouTube, all that shit. So this is what we do, man. Portland, Oregon, man. It's off her album, If I May. A little interesting note about Wynn, man. I was doing a little bit of research, and she apparently got a little bit of notoriety when people thought she could have possibly been Eminem's daughter, which is kind of interesting. I mean, she fucking raps, dude. And shouts to JID on the track. Congrats to you for getting JID too. Damn. Fire, dude. Fire, fire, fire. Yeah, man. And on top of that, man, happy Women's Month, man, for Megan and Wynn, and let's go. In March, the entire month of March is Women's History Month, man. So mad support. Mad support. All right, man. Let's take a look at this Little Baby album. This Little Baby album. I really have been curious. I have not listened to a single track. I'm curious to see what it's like, if it's any good. Listen, you know that we're all about good rap, man. We're all about lyrics, beats, rhymes, creativity. That's our thing here. However, We're not too, you know, obtuse to the point where we're not gonna look at some other music every now and again. Usually, I'm the most picky one. Everybody else, like, Matt, give it a chance, man. Calm down. Sometimes shit changes. Give shit a chance. You shouldn't hate so much. So this is me not hating. This album's called My Turn. It's by Lil Baby. Let's listen to track number one. Now, I'm gonna skip through these, for the record. I really wish, honestly, this is, before we jump into this, I need to be 100% clear that in the past, when we've done Blended or Bump It, I typically don't like it. And the reason I don't like it is because there's so much legal shit wrapped around music that it's hard to play. Even the stuff that we're playing today, the indie stuff, or what we think is indie, when they have a label deal, all that stuff gets registered with the streaming services. So what happens is, a lot of times, this is why we can't push it on YouTube. And over time, I imagine the same's going to happen with podcasts on Spotify and other streaming services. We're going to be like, get that shit out. You're spinning other people's music. When really, the whole reason we're here is to support music in general. And I'm hoping that's why we've lasted this long without a cease and desist. So I probably shouldn't call this shit out. I'm just trying to be honest, man. So this is why I kind of have to skip through and not play too much of these albums, especially when we're talking mainstream big artists like Little Baby. This is Get Ugly, track number one. Let's see what it's about. I don't know if I'm gonna have the patience for this shit. Yo, and I want to point something out. I want to point one thing out is that ATL Jacob,
ATL Jacob. It can get ugly, huh? Would you even stay like you love me? From the bottom, all I know is the struggle. Can't get no job, so all I know is the hustle. Yeah, bankroll getting bigger, empire getting bigger.
Okay, I mean, we got a taste. I want to point something else out that we're like, we're trying to be open-minded here. But I feel some type of way about this shit. Yeah. Next one, track number two, Heating Up featuring Gunna. Name of the song? Oh, wait. Heating Up featuring Gunna dash Gu- what? Okay. How we sell bricks, we don't sell shit. We just make hits.
Turn up, keeping my composure, never sober, never choking, always smoking dope. Fuck them if they getting over, got a monkey, I coat me cause the kid the coldest. I ain't changed, I stay the same and maintain it. Safe to say the kid getting older. Forever gang, I'm never switching over. Made a lane and niggas can't get over. I can't mess with rappers, they be bogus. Rather get a pack and keep the over. Big dripper, stand up in the ocean. Everybody trapping.
It seems so lazy to me, man. Doesn't it seem lazy to you? It does to me. Track number three, How. Wait a second. We got 20 tracks, dude. Quality Control Music. That's Universal Music Group, man. Be careful.
Running up with money, been a breeze. Flew her and she fucked me till she leave. She didn't fell in love, I'm selling dreams. I didn't.
You're good. Grace featuring 42 Doug.
I got flames and need them blue. 350,000, I bought two new dino roof. I still see the skies. These are my grandma, I still see my guys. Turn this bad, must feel let down. Heard the dice at home, what you gonna bet now? Yeah, used to be a tour, bitch, a vet now. Luke, get up.
Get to it.
To have a meal for my little brother. Get out that new rich meal. Made me.
We good. Next song is Whoa. Same. Next song, Live Off My Closet, featuring Future. Uh-oh. OG.
Twisted genius, baby.
I can live out my closet before I go broke. I got too many.
We good. Track number 7, same thing. A little bit of melody. Okay, we can take melody.
I've been the type of guy she likes me.
We're good. Emotionally scared. Scarred. Emotionally scared would have been better.
I got issues, but I'm tired of being tired of being tired. That part of me done died. I see it, then I don't act like I'm blind. I'm confident it won't be one of mine. No emotions come with lies, so I tell the truth all the time. Ain't got no sympathy for no bitch. I admit that I'm rich and I'm lit. Jumping up on stages, I get too.
We're good.
They keep this too hard.
Commercial featuring Lil Uzi Vert, track number 9.
They say that I'm tripping.
Yep. Forever featuring Lil Wayne.
She be glass whenever.
Yep. Track number 11, Can't Explain.
Cut that shit up, Quay. Don't know how to feel like I some... made it blow up. Went into
yep.
the corner.
12. 13,
14, 15, 16. Cut that shit up,
Quay. 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, I think we're good on that album, man. Lil, that was Lil Baby's My Turn. I hope you enjoyed that. Now, let's get into the real reason we're here, man, because that's exactly what we thought it would be, right? Listen, there's only so much we can do. We know what the music is. We know what's going to happen out there. But every now and again, somebody just shows up randomly and just drops some shit, and we get excited, and this is why we
live
do this.
From the basement.
Right? So let's get into Royce's The Allegory, man, and pay close attention. This is an interesting album. Now, I'm going to skip through the tracks. I've listened to this album multiple times, but I'm just giving you a taste of the sound, the feel, the mood. So do not use what I'm playing here as a way to judge this album or even assume that this is how I judge this album or any of the albums. These have all been listened to ahead of time, but we just got to take it a little step further and kind of let you get an idea of what the sound's like.
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
What is America built off of?
Violence and entrepreneurship.
So if you had to tell another six-year-old like yourself what to look out for, what would you tell them?
They would kill you for the right price.
Are you a buyer or a seller?
A seller.
If I gave you $1 million right now, would you buy candy or a candy store?
A candy store.
What is the goal to be?
Independent.
If you lost everything tonight, what you got tomorrow?
Intellectual property.
Or what is intellectual property?
They can take your possessions, but they can't take your mind.
How do you say group economics in Spanish?
Economia de grupo.
How do you say barter system?
Sistema de cambio.
If I gave you something for $500 and you flipped it to the next man for $2,000, what is that called?
Upselling.
All right, now me as your leader, as your father, the person.
Curb. Step.
Pay attention.
Thropus.
The phantom's so clean you can't see the Lord sit. Damn, she is gorgeous. All you see never lessen the connection of the indefinite pentameter. Ryan serves trying words. This is category A. Definition battered slave of yesterday. Recognition by cattle. Present picture, guy battle, sexuality, tight apparel, eye shadow. That's not deep, I'm shallow. As time travels, rapper boys get to doing acid on stage.
Okay.
Wearing satchels, catching cases like statutory rape. Online acting like natural born slaves. Really, I guess it's from the back of the back to back to sitting with my back to the shadows. With actors standing behind me, with puppets controlling nothing but shapes. But that shapes our fate. This is the allegory of the cave theory by Plato. And this is the first chapter.
Okay, so before we jump into this, I want to make sure that it's understood that some of the, if you take a minute take a minute if you have a moment to go and look up like a YouTube video, do a quick research on the Allegory of the Cave story by Plato that he just mentioned and kind of get an idea. But here's the very, very, very rudimentary Cliff Notes version of that. Basically, the idea is you grow up in a bubble. Let's say you've grown up in a bubble and you've always been in a small town, let's say, for example, and you only know things a certain way. You only see things a certain way. But then when you get outside of that town and you get a wider world view and you kind of get experience that people back in that bubble didn't necessarily get. And then when you come back to that bubble and try to explain to them all the things that you've seen and that there's a better life, there's a better way, there's beautiful colors, there's beautiful things out there, you need to come see this, and they will stone you and cast you out, thinking you're crazy. You don't make any sense. Dave Chappelle touched on this in his Inside the Actor Studio, not necessarily this allegory, but he did touch on this theory. You know, it's almost like the idea of the emperor wearing no clothes. And that's what makes me love this fucking album. Because I think that happens a lot, not only in music, but in society. And there's a lot behind this. Let's jump to track number two, Dope Man, featuring Emini and Cedric the Entertainer. Now, again, we're going to skip through these, give you an idea of the sound. That's track number two. This is track number three. Now listen. We played this a couple episodes ago. Mama wanted no pain. Papa wanted cocaine. It's called I Don't Age. Over the pot, over the stove flame. Dollar short from acquiring no change. Started out with no shame. To ride around in Mosane. Talents I feel no pain. Cotton mouth with thoughts who got the code names. I remember nodding out too high just watching Soul Train. Okay, man, we got 22 tracks to get through. This is track number four, Pendulum, featuring Ashley Sorrell. Kind of awkward. As the blood swings, the
Halloween. Y'all come out the closet just to market y'all new garbage. I'm inside your bitch apartment. Dick is parked about 9 inches in the carcass. Like Mr. Marcus, too narcissistic to be licking carpet. Too
okay. Track number five, I Play Forever, featuring Graf. You remember Graf? 2007? Something like that? Peanuts? 2007, that's Graf. Thank you, Royce.
Chill, nigga be run up under your fool like shopping cart wheels. My clock make you hop in cartwheel for props. Your block got a car feel. My name, y'all love Bill. Holla, y'all ill. Gotcha. Truck tough like I build Tonka. Still conquer with the steel like Contra. Still pop you through your shield. Holla. I wasn't in the Aruba on the mini scooter or licking hoop.
Voodoo. Black magician, I chop a brick to a pasta noodle. Fuck the chop.
Yeah, you get that. Track number six, Ice Cream. This is an interlude. We're going to hop to the next one.
Hey, mama.
Another thing to point out, you need to listen to this album in its entirety when you get it. Typically, we don't talk about these things on the show, but I want to make sure that it's pretty clear that like this has a, this album is a complete work. And it's meant to be listened to in its entirety. It is not a collection of singles. And I think, honestly, if I can take a quick sidestep, I think that the reviewers that I've seen reviewing this album are getting it wrong. And we'll talk about that when we wrap it up. This is On the Block, featuring Oswin Benjamin and DJ Premier.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
Come to the block. To the block and make the papers. Kids hustle. Come to the block.
And then a revolver. Never leave home without one. Invested the quarters in Marvel vs. Capcom. See my nigga turn Mega Man. Since 11, never seen him call without a firearm in his palm. You would think they could.
Track number eight, Generation is Broken. Oh, this is an interlude. Next track, Overcomer, featuring West Side Gun. I love this dude, West Side Gun. Smart.
Live.
back chandelier. So aggressive, yeah, he's backing up, taste the tish. Hit him up close, you gotta face the fish. Where I'm from, drive-by's overrated.
You know Kendrick's voice when Kendrick does this thing where he's like, this dude sounds like he's perpetually that voice of Kendrick, dude.
What?
Seriously. But I love it.
Lies when you are overcomer. The energy never dies when you are overcomer.
It's a fucking movie, man. Track number 10, Miss Grace. This is another interlude. Track number 11, Thou Shall, featuring Royce's little kid brother, Kid Vicious.
Cool G4 truck or a pair of them Gator Maurice. Please hold your applause for these parables and stories. Give all praise to Allah, to God be the glory. My papa raised me like I'm a dog with rabies. Planned to hard and to drop Mercedes. Riding with the chopper daily. Pupas die.
Okay, man, I want to play that whole fucking song. That's probably my second favorite song on the entire album. He actually did a freestyle for the LA Leakers, or with the LA Leakers, 10 minutes long and just shredded. Look that up on YouTube. Shredded. I don't want to call it a freestyle. I don't care what you call it. It was verbal homicide. It was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, man. Track number 12, FUBU, featuring Conway the Machine. You know the group Griselda with Shady? That's where Conway's from. Dude's interesting. It's got some Requiem for a Dream type feel to it, right?
That nigga is obvious. These niggas broke on they dick pocket watching us. They see the watch in this jewelry we rocking. Get sick to their stomach now. They trying to plot on us. They know this extendo we got on us. Sissy. Nigga, this is for us, by us. Why you put yours up? I'll put up my cup. Survivors, the system's meant to divide us. You only can afford what you could buy five of.
Interlude, a black man's favorite shoe. Track number 14, Upside Down, featuring Ashley Sorrell and Benny the Butcher, man. Let's go.
Live.
Down is I'm Drano to the genre I'm Thanos. Any spitter think he's sicker than that.
Track number 15, Perspective. It's a skit. Races. Track number 16, Tricked, featuring King Crooked.
Trick. It's a trick.
End up in car collision. From day one at the hospital, they target our children. Say they gon' immunize them, they somehow get autism. Incriminate myself on record, speaking on my life.
Expect it. All right, we see where that's going. Okay, we're gonna touch on that in a minute. Track number 17, Black People in America.
I've never actually been there. I didn't know
the... Oh, my bad, it's an interlude. Black Savage is track number 18, featuring Sayari the Kid, White Gold, and Sahai the Prince. Let's go.
Savages. Well, here's my ass to kiss, yeah, yeah. I made a goal, my nigga. I go back home. I'ma live forever.
Stand for something. I think you kind of get in the mood of that one. You only die once and then you go. Fire, man. Track number 19, Rhinestone Durag.
Yeah. Jesus taught you heathens, cross you niggas just to stone you. Knowledge and power is all you, quicker than ignorance disarms you. I hate to see T Grizzly going through shit he shouldn't be going through. I hate to see
Yo, if Royce could just live in this space, man, I would take it.
Chief, it's more demander and thief. And it seems like this boy just can't be impeached. I can't be under the thumb of one who seems to be attracted to his own daughter. Why should we not set up shop? We black, we our own barbers.
Yo, the mood of the production. The words, yo, Rhinestone Durag, even though in all of its 1 minute and 19 second glory, love it, love it, love it. Yo, listen, I encourage you to go stream this album, man. Track number 20, Young World, featuring Vince Staples and G. Perico. I don't know who G. Perico is. Are you heard of G. Perico? I have to Google, let's do it. Sounds like some Dilla production, right?
Yeah, that double barrel need a couple beans. They want to chip of mine tripping, baby, up my streams. That's how I'm swimming here to hiss. Them student loans that you owe got you magazines. Hit the billboard, throwing up the two and the big G. Young world, young world, young make way.
Yo, dude, this is rap. This is why we're here. This is why we're here. Yo, that's got the J Dilla kick and snare, everything, man. It's got that muffled sound, the samples. Still the same track.
The richest, the game, the Billy Mosey type of thing that give George Zimmerman, Carly Hustle cancer.
My People Free, track number 21, featuring Ashley Soro.
The masses and downplay their living conditions, but steady they building more prisons. An increase in college tuition, closing down neighborhood schools, strip away tools, just to live in the bells ringing.
That's all her. And then track number 22, Hero, featuring White Gold. What a way to close out an album too, man. It's just got that feeling, right?
Crown Royal bag open, watching boxing, arguing with dad, who gon' knock who out. Shit, he probably gon' be mad if my body drop his thing, but me a lie. I just write the truth and free my mind for the BMI.
Okay, man, that's it. That gives you an idea of what Royce the 5'9's The Allegory sounds like. I love it. I love this album, man. I love this album. Two thumbs up from me. I'm sure the guys feel the very same way because we have very similar tastes, especially when it comes to the home team, when we're talking about Michigan or Detroit. Royce did the thing, dude. And I think I've went and watched a couple reviews on his music, and I don't know, man. I feel like he's kind of getting a bum rap in some cases. I'll retire you soon as I'm able. Now, I'm excited to see the album is doing well. I'm excited to see that the reception is beyond good, especially within the hip hop sphere. But I think it's getting misunderstood by the critics. I think that there's a misunderstanding, because I think that this album, I think it's getting misinterpreted as that it's supposed to be an allegory. I think it's being misunderstood that I think people are listening for this to be him telling a story, and it's actually an allegory, or the allegory by Plato, right? Or the allegory of the cave. I think this is what's getting misinterpreted with Royce's album, because if you come back and go listen to it, there's nothing that kind of lends itself to that idea. However, I think what he's doing is the entire album's a metaphor for the allegory of the cave. It's not meant to be taken like literally the music is the allegory. He's saying that this story, the shit that I'm saying, I am the guy that stepped out of the cave. I'm the guy that's coming back to the hood. I'm trying to tell you, look what these people are doing. Look what's happening. And everybody's going, man, you're fucking crazy. I feel like that's the way that this album should be interpreted, that this is him trying to get the world to listen, trying to get you. He's come back to the bubble. He's come back into the cave. After you've been looking at shadows your entire life, he's seen greens and blues and yellows in the clouds. He's seen animals. He's seen faces. He's seen depth. He's had a vision. He's seen it. And you're still here looking at the shadows. And he's dropping this album and saying, listen, man, I've seen some shit. You have to pay attention. Get out. Get out of the cave. And that's what I got. Two thumbs up, man. And we're gonna take a jump over. I asked, when I saw Graf, I was like, holy shit, Graf is still making music? The first thing I did was went over and looked. And sure enough, Graf is still making music. He just dropped an album or a song called Pray, which is fire, featuring from Griselda, Conway the Machine. I'm sure that connection was made during recording of The Allegory, but this is Graf. The name of the song is called Pray. It came out 6 days ago, dude. And, yo.
Hey, what's up?
Fire.
Hey, Griselda.
What up, New York?
Gang.
What up, dope gang? What up, Grab? Let's go.
Y'all don't know what to do when I show you the blueprint. I ain't watered it down because I didn't know you was stupid. You searching online for the truth that I throw in the music. I can show it and prove I don't got a poster to prove it. I know how to cock it. I know how to load it and shoot it. I'm alkaline water amongst all the sodas and juices. You went from what's cracking to what's popping. I be the body, then go gun shopping. You scared of the dark, my nigga, you sunblocking. I'm hot-headed, my tongue dropped in a plug socket. Take your lung, pop it, then I lunchbox it. I jump, shot it, and double pump rockets to my blood clot, blood clotting. Fuck stopping.
Stop.
Your man got jumped, you were just watching.
Stop.
I left your body in the trunk rotting. House niggas never pluck cotton. I'm just boxed in, jabbing, I'm just boxing. Jumped up, dodging, I'm from where Santa Claus, they never come stuff stockings. You hustle to play ball, those are fucked up options. I just fuck memory lane up, drunk driving. What could y'all do to me? My ex trying to put a hex on me and hoodoo me. This heavy artillery strapped with the semi harpoonery. I multitask, I'm looking at your chain while I'm googling with a pawn jewelry. I ain't with the time. I'm foolery. I'm Huey P in the wrong community. All my laundry is Louis V. Woo. I burn them on Claire Prada and Gucci T. Inside a eulogy, I'd rather you than me, partner.
When the shots fly and the rain falls,
boom.
It's a homicide. Tell me who can you call?
Fuck the police.
When the soul dies, you could be right or wrong.
It don't matter.
It could be you or me.
I'd rather you.
Who's ever quick on a draw? Mama, pray for me. Just pray for me. Hey.
You got shooters laying all in your bushes and grass, waiting for you so they can be took to the cash. Got you opening your safe and got you pulling out cash. And you know what happened next when he pull up his mask, nigga. The muzzle flash and the bullet it passed through your melon, your whole shit getting put on the glass. Robbery gone bad, news bullet and flash. I laugh cause I'm the nigga that put up the bag. Yeah, I'ma be straight as long as my mama pray for me.
Pray for me.
If you gon' be around, you gotta spray for
me. Hold me down, nigga.
Gotta be solid all the way for me. Real nigga, that's something you ain't gotta say for me.
You already know what time it is.
My
nigga.
Resume vouch. You was never straight, you ain't never weigh an ounce. I'm with your bitch, about to penetrate her mouth. I get a word, a nigga finna spray your house,
shots
motherfucker.
Fly and the rain falls,
boom.
It's a homicide. Tell me who can you call?
Fuck the police.
When the soul dies, you could be right or wrong.
It don't matter.
It could be you or me.
I'd rather you.
Who's ever quick on the draw? Mama, pray for me. Just pray for me.
Damn. Yo, Graf, dude. New York City. Woo! I like that shit. That's the shit I'm talking about, man. Graf, New York City, man. This is what we're trying to do, is discover new music. That's why we're here, you know? Graf, man, check out his album. I don't know if it's out yet. The album's going to be Oracle 3. You can check him out on Twitter at G-R-A-F-H. Tell him you heard him here. And that your boys are supporting him, man. Live from the basement. Of course, anything that comes out new and anybody's trying to build that shit up on their own, all the support in the world, man. Oh, man. So has anybody been keeping track? You know what? Before I jump into another topic, man, I don't even know if I want to jump into this Jim Jones thing, man. Jim Jones is actually talking some shit about how rappers, being a rapper is more dangerous than being a soldier. And then there was just a whole exchange with a U.S. Marine vet. And I don't even know if it's worth talking about because the discussion is so fucking beyond ignorant, in my opinion. I don't even know if I want to draw attention to it. But for Jim Jones to come out of the woodwork and tell people, hey, it to me, it's a really, 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 really one self-centered way to look at shit. Really self-centered and ignorant as fuck. Because you have, on one end, you have, okay, I get it. When you came up, because I didn't grow up the best. you come up and you see people living in the shit. You see people die. You see bad things growing up. And you don't choose that. And I get where he's coming from with that. But as a career, you absolutely choose to be a rapper. You absolutely choose to be put yourself in a position to be flashing your money and saying this shit. Like, I mean, if he's trying to pull the Pop Smoke story into this, I don't know if it's related to that. If that's the case, listen, man, it's horrible that somebody had to die. Didn't have to. Horrible. At the same time, let that stand as a lesson to future people down the road, or it's all in vain, man. You know, don't flash your shit. Don't talk shit. And I know it's a bravado genre of music. You have to smack your chest. You got to wear the big chain. I get it. But at the same time, make smart moves. Now, when you put that in contrast with the military, you're talking about people. Now, Jim Jones' argument was like, look, man, you chose to go to the military and I was born into this shit. First of all, Jim probably hasn't been broke since 16 Jones at age 40 something, 45. You're talking to a U.S. Marine vet who went to war to stand up for you and the rest of this country. What are you standing up for? Getting money for you and maybe your neighborhood? Okay, but are you putting your life on the line? Are you making an honest choice to put your life on the line for the people in the hood? No, you just are trying to survive when you're trying to get out of the fucking hood, period. You're for you and for the ones you love, you're trying to get out. This man has left the country and defended our shit. Whether you believe it or not, whether we believe in our system, whether we believe in our government, whether we believe whatever, our politics, don't matter. This is a human being who has put his life on the line, not for recognition, for nothing more than to protect our civilian asses. And that includes your rapping ass that hasn't been poor since you were a young teenager. Give me a fucking break, man. That's just ridiculous, in my opinion. Man. Yo, let's jump into this song. This group's called Lo-Fi. The name of the song is called Expendables. You can check them out at the Lo-Fi Movement on Twitter. They got a certain type of sound. I kind of like it. It kind of, should I say Gravediggers kind of sound? Maybe? Maybe not. Lo-Fi Movement, man. Check them out. Album Legion. I don't even know where the fuck these guys are from. Live from the basement, man. More music every time.
Live from the basement. Cooling with the loaf.
Yeah. Better start getting square.
This remind me of Michael Myers, the mic and knife. You never been a killer, but I will find you and end your shit. Stepping militant with a team, we was never innocent. I just fake it right in front of your face. I'm Kylie Jenner.
I knew some trap niggas went to the school and had honors. It's not the first time the Rock saved a nigga from drama. No Uzi, bougie, floozies trying to get paid for they mama. Send a black nigga in the house for the change like Obama.
My mind katana traps from karma, killing Con Fox like a Rama. Every turn I make the blicky stand on reach like Baraka. Booing up for Mortal Kombat, kick your conscience out your nuggets, smack the boogies up your cousin O's.
I been had the vision, golden eye, you think it's double O. Look around the game, I'm seeing clowns, I think they juggalos. Armageddon coming and we fuck without the rubber on. This shit dig deeper than Stanley holding a shovel phone.
But I'm closer to Jokers than Harley Quinn. Sober till the party end. Purple suit you, but the green hair can twist the mind of men.
Niggas gotta hustle, carving rock like a monument.
Anonymous bullets shooting through rhyming. How anonymous? Adonis is children. I never minded that they trying to diss.
Stronger than the shaman hill. Sahara spitting dust until my jaw split like the 50 hit. I rhyme with styles of many pins.
Yeah, and then clearly imminent. I need a condominium to get in my mama. Niggas actors don't believe in the drama. You could pause us, but we keep moving just like a comma. Boy, I came from the sand field just like I'm Gara.
Peel it at all of your efforts pointless. Left from jointless like a nigga swept the roaches. I see four so much you would think that I always kept explosives. Left was closest for me for a better life. Cheaper than a deli price. Platinum diamonds need the whoever turned against me. I'm simply a menace. Ain't no villain that can stop you. Y'all be thinking that rappers is God praying like, what would Pac do?
Let me stop you, turn you upside down and mop you. Send some Indian goons, bet they eat you like falafel. I'm joking, you know I keep the deuces up. Peaceful, but I can't take the smoke like a Lucy does. Stay distracted by a little hoochie wearing coochie cutters. Stay attacking newbies like I'm hazy, cause the frat is too exclusive, bruh.
Lucid loops of Lucifer, grouping up in my mental calling. Thinking about seducing drug addicts, putting a fentanyl in it. A double-edged sword, regardless, man, I'm fencing y'all with it. What's good is showing the ropes without me putting y'all in it.
The bezel keeping me focused. Niggas is sick if they thought I ain't even dented it. Giant, I'm tying Grendel, I'm ready to set the kindle love. The hands of Unwild ain't even a half of what's gonna hit your soul. Flow keen is bound to slip my throat to pieces. Need a rolly wares loaded up, the most obey. These niggas don't want me on the feature. Go ballistic, only missiles I carry in stock. Serve it like ready, you down the rock. And I'm taking crowns off the top.
And I mean,
you already know.
Feel me? Low fly, bitch.
Rocking with the low, nigga, no brand.
Yeah.
Going for your whole
killing all you bitch ass niggas all year. You feel me? Killing all you motherfucking dirty ass niggas.
Damn.
All year, you feel me?
Lo-fi movement, man. Make sure you check them out over at on Twitter. Make sure you check them out over at Lo-Fi Movement. That's LoFiMovement. Name of the album's called Legion. Lo-Fi Movement's interesting because check this shit out. In 2018, they dropped an album called The Allegory based on Plato's Allegory of the Cave. What the fuck is that? Whoa. What? Okay. Pure coincidence, man. I came across these dudes and was digging their music and went to their website and it was like, what?
What?
Exactly, man.
What? What?
I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on right now. Yo. Man, I'm not even fucking around though, man. Let's jump into this song by Tyler Thomas. We played him an episode or so ago. The name of the song's called Kamehameha. Listen to this shit. This dude is really, really something. He's got a sound. Tyler Thomas, live from the basement. Let's go.
Live from the basement.
They don't make rappers like they used to. Back when your pockets fat, that was buku. Back when my favorite jacket was fubu. Back when my favorite black girl was Nunu. Back on my cellular phone flip. Jeff Gordon NASCAR jackets, but no whips. Remember 50s, and I dropped through the whole this. Saw them 10 a pop with the promise of no skips. R&B singers was still kids. I got some pussy, she thought I was Lil Fizz.
No fear.
I don't pull it out just to show you.
Y'all gotta hit you with that Goku.
Conditions, took my homies, made a business. I've been working with my pencil. Now this shit is getting simple. We don't need no label. Pussies pulling strings on they menstrual. Niggas hate the way I look. I ain't never played no crook. How you finna read me, nigga? We ain't playing by the book. Stacking flows, macking hoes. Shit, free talks, cheap. Show, let me hit it. I just beat my dick. Fall asleep.
Come here, man.
Ryan's leaving a lot of room to breathe in this song. For real. Shouts to Tyler Thomas, man. You can check him out over at Tyler X Thomas on Twitter and Instagram. This song came out in 2019. But like I said, this dude hasn't dropped an album since 2015. And he raps. What the actual hell is happening, man? Man, what are we doing? If you're that good, step out of your house in Los Angeles, California, walk over to the studio, record some music, and let us fans have some more. That's all we're asking for. We just want a little bit of music to listen to, man. 4 years, 5 years is a long time to wait for good music, especially when you're talented like you. So stop holding that shit to yourself. Share it. Come on, Tyler. Two songs in, and I'm loving this dude's music, man. Oh, shit. But I'm just a whiny little bitch. You know how I get.
Cranberry juice. What do you get, your period?
It never gets old, man. I'm waiting. I need Fro to push that button. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, man. So it's been a good one, man. I hope you guys enjoy that. I hope everybody's had a chance to listen to that Royce album, whether or not he stole the shit out of that title from the Lo-Fi group, from Lo-Fi Movement. Damn, I'm surprised they ain't calling him out on that. They wouldn't get hurt anyway, unfortunately. When people get to the level that Royce is at, it's almost like a high school basketball player trying to scream up at, whoever. I don't even know where I was going with that. Yo, man, I had an idea. This could be actually a segment on the show, man. I wish one of these points when we get to with the guys, man, we're going to have this conversation. I want to ask you, what do you think, what album would make the best movie? Seriously, think about that for a second. If you could take any hip hop album, rap, gangster rap, whatever, and you take a gangster rap album, you could take a boom bap album, you could take anything. Doesn't matter the era. I'm not talking about like American Gangster, doesn't count, obviously, shit like that, but I'm just saying, what would you make, what album would you make a movie out of? I think for me, there's two things, man. It's weird because being a hip hop fan, you'd think that New York would always be at the top of my list, which kind of makes me kind of a piece of shit. I do love New York, but I think there's a certain soul that comes from, the South. And I'm not even going that way. We're going to keep going. We're going to go south, but actually we're going to go west. I would take Dr. Dre's Compton and make that shit into an album. You could take The Chronic and make that a movie. Another one I had was Good Kid, Mad City. Yo, the colorful paintings that man painted with words, unbelievable. Kendrick's Good Kid, Mad City. And then I think another one, random, would be The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I think that would be super dramatic. I think it'd be really interesting. I think it'd be a good movie. What albums would you like to see made into a movie, man? Hopefully everybody's listening to all the way to the end. I want to hear some good feedback. What sucks is I'll post these episodes and then I'll get emails like 3 weeks later. And I think a lot of the problem is because, yo, man, that's the nature of podcasting. You know, I'm trying to figure out, do I want to close this thing out completely? How about this? We're going to get into this a little bit more. We're going to do one more song, and we're going to do one more song after that, because you know how we do. We got to keep it, you know, and I want to hold on. I want to play this song and I want you to hear this. I want you to remember who this is. We just had the episode where we interviewed MC Shan, and he was talking about Snow, and Major was talking about how Snow is so cool, and got me thinking, man, I wonder what Snow's up to. And did a little bit of research, and it seems he's making some music. And he put together a song with my man Michael Rose. Michael. I tried. Let's go!
more than my ass me when me gone. I wonder why them a see me from so long, even now.
Some of them not really know we pass. Never know said them they put me go on we yard. Them not going, not going.
Man, I'm a come in and them blow down the door. I hear the rain that shots up, 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 up through my window. Things that they come in and catch me, wash blood off of me clothes. In a summer, I use attention to me family and Scarborough, I miss say.
It's a shame every day. Seems I've been so far away. Summertime every day. Back where I've been lately.
Some of them ask me where me gone. I wonder why them see me from so long. In me not out.
Some of them not really know we pass. Never know said them they put me go we yard. Them not gone.
When they say black rose them large. Holidays and years them pass. In a leap on a cold mattress and think about filling up my stash. Wanna hear my tune a blast. In a jail, get out and go back. Came from me, get deported, well, not for chat. So make them talk, them under the rock. Them a dog got no bite, no bark. Full of jealousy when a DJ chant. Two up the mic and pump it flat. Never gonna be defeated, no. DJ stole, no need for all.
It's a shame every day. Seems I've been so far away, yeah. Summertime every day. Back where I've been lately.
Some of them ask me where me gone. I wonder why them see me from so long. In me now.
Some of them not really know we pass. Never know said them they put me while we yard. In me not going.
Please
not
come and come in and get blow down me door. Please not come and come in and get blow down me door. From my window.
When we have a dope, then Babylon will come true. And policemen will run after you. To rob your rocks and capture you. Stand your point. When we have a dope, then Babylon will come true. To rob your rocks and capture you. Policemen will lash out the youth. Singing that.
I've been so far away, yeah. Summertime every day. Back where I've been lately.
Some of them ask me where me gone. I wonder why them see me from so long. In me now.
Some of them not really know we pass. Never know said them they put me while we yard. In me not going, not going.
It's a shame every day. Seems I've been so far away, yeah.
Not going.
Summertime every day. Ba-ba-ba where I've been lately.
Some of them ask me where me gone. I wonder why them see me from so long. In me now.
Some of them not really know we pass. Never know said them they put me while we yard. In me not going, not going.
Wow, man, snow. Yes, that snow. I'm saying, actually, snow, actually. Completely blown away, dude. This dude still is doing it. And I'm not, you know, listen, if you don't know who Snow is, unbelievable, man. Check him out. Check him out over at SnowDKO on Twitter and Instagram. Man, he's killing on Instagram. He ain't doing shit on Twitter, man. You can check him out at daddysnow.com, man. Canada. I think he's Toronto. Man, I've been wanting to play that since that interview, man. I've been like listening to that song on loop. Oh, dude, this dude is something. Swear. Shit. Damn. Wow. Go. More music. More music. Oh, shit, dude. So, I think that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you had as much fun listening as I had making it. Again, still always the goal to get everybody on the, either on the phone or get everybody in a group. A group setting where we can start recording and talking and giving each other shit. You know, I just saw Major and Fro at it was unfortunate the way we had to meet, but it was good to see everybody. Rest in peace, A Goody. If you've listened to previous shows of Hood Hype back in the day, A Goody had called in a couple times, and I think he even sat in once or twice. But he recently passed, unfortunately. It was an unfortunate moment that we had to get together. But again, it was great to see Snoop Easy, who's been on the show before, Major, and Fro, everybody all in the same room. It was good to talk to everybody, catch up, and kind of give them some shit to talk about, probably recording an episode. Maybe I just bring the gear with me, so every time I go anywhere and I bump into these dudes, hey, microphones, go! Oh, man. Hopefully Hopefully our paths will cross soon, and we can get back at it. Until then, though, the music's going to keep coming. I'm going to keep dropping episodes, and we're going to keep evolving. Look it. Now we're back to doing album reviews. And I wanted to do Stashbox today, but guess what? It's too early in the day for me to be drinking beer, man. I just ain't feeling it right now. So when we get back to that Thursday evening vibe or that Friday evening vibe, man, we will be getting fucked up on the podcast and having some fun with it. We're going to close out this episode with my man Ken Bay X. We used to play him over on 316s. Play him here, too. The name of this song is LFTFF, Fire. Listen, this man's dropping music. He's got a sound. Much respect, man. Ken Bay X. Make sure you support this dude's music. You can check him out over at Ken_Bay_X on Twitter. Chicago, Illinois in the building. This is off the album I Was Depressed Until I Made This. It's Ken Bay X, LFTFF, Live from the Basement, episode number 93. Catch you guys next time.
Wake up every morning, count my blessings for my mind. Start racing, sit my jacket and pop a Zen before I even wash my face. Is niggas out just starving, faking funk, but swear they gone, just thank me. Took you for a real one from the jump, my nigga mama's late. Please proceed with caution, I might spaz when I'm pissed off. Tell her, hold her hush, I need silence when my bitch call. Niggas in they feelings, I don't care about it at all. Fuck a close up nigga, I'm prepared for my lift off. Life gave me limits, so I may eliminate all or candy. Y'all shit, mini-made, I took damage, I went anyway. Orbit my dick, y'all just in the way. See one cock now, I want plenty space. Can't stop now, I've been in the race. Drawing off fume now, room need ventilate. Spent weekends where section 8 in they spent my first rap check on the interface. One mic, 3/5 in a zip of haze. Smoked dope with the bros out in Tennessee. Come with fuck shit, bitch, get away. Cup full of spaceship, that's my getaway. I can't never draw, you can get a raise. Niggas hate, leave them all with a shitty face. I pray my name, leave bitter taste. Up every morning, count my blessings from my mind, start racing, sip my jack and pop a Zen before I even wash my face. You nigga, spirit starving, give a fuck whether you're gone. Just think I took you for a real one from the jump, my nigga, mama's fake. Please proceed with caution, I might spaz when I'm pissed off. Tell her, hold her hush, I need silence when my bitch call. Niggas in they feelings, I don't care about it at all. Fuck a close up nigga, I'm prepared for my lift off. I put my soul in this, it's where I exist. In my own dimension, no skateboard, my grind on intense, and I feel way more than I want to mention. Stay lab, I perfect my invention while they little hoes do shit for attention. When I brainstorm, this shit come with wins that'll turn that beef you want into riblets. What you think ain't shit but a pinch of the salt all on your face when I visit, huh? Give two fucks about what you're up to, I leave that shit to my bitches, huh? Speaking up, and they speaking tongues in my ear, the tongue of my zipper, huh? Trying to write me mid-conversation, damn, let me finish my sentence. Wake up every morning, count my blessings for my mind, start racing. Sit my jack and pop a Zan before I even wash my face. You nigga, spirit starving, give a fuck whether you're gone. Just think I took you for a real one from the jump, my nigga, mama state. Please proceed with caution, I might spaz when I'm pissed off. Tell her, hold her hush, I need silence when my bitch call. Niggas in they feelings, I don't care about it at all. Fuck a close up nigga, I'm prepared for my lift off.
Live from the basement.